Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we've got your Cardi B hookup. We're going to be getting you set up this morning, whether you're listening to us in Indy or in Houston. So hang on for that. I want to know your ER reason you had to go to the emergency room. Like, what happened? Why'd you have to go there? A woman got bitten by a stray cat. She got charged nearly $50,000 for that ER visit. Isn't that insane?
I literally know someone that had to go to the ER because they got bit by a dog, and it's $40,000, and she doesn't have medical insurance.
Ooh. Whoa. So she's probably suing, right? She's suing.
Grand.
Is she suing? Does she know the dog owner?
She knows the dog owner, and she's not suing or pressing charges.
Why?
But he's paying for it.
Okay, well, then somebody is. Okay.
But still, $40,000.
So that's extreme,
insane,
though. But the fact that she even had to go to the ER because she got bit on her finger by this cat. Oh, my gosh. It reminds me, this is a gross story. I'll try to make it not as gross. But when I was younger, playing out at my babysitter's, like, she had back land. And I don't know why. People say, well, it's because you're dumb, Joe, but I don't know why. But there were some boards with nails sticking out of them. And I'm like, I bet I could knock, because I had boots on. I'm like, oh, I bet I could knock those nails out with my boot.
Oh, gosh.
So I like slammed my boot down, and I put like a 2-inch nail in the bottom of my foot.
Wow.
I pretended to be Jesus for a moment. Didn't work, and I had to go get a tetanus shot. So that sucked, and it really hurt bad. Like, it freaked me out because the board was stuck to my boot. So,
that's nasty.
I'm reliving the pain right now. I'm sorry, but it really happened. That's why I had to go to the ER. Anybody else got kind of a weird reason they had to go to the ER?
When I was little, I must have been like about 5 or 6.
Okay.
I used to collect like the tiny little pebbles that were on the street. Like, we would collect the cool ones. There was a really cool orange looking one, and it was a hot summer day. And so I put it in my nostril because it felt super cool. It was like the rock was really cold and my nostril was hot. And then somehow I ended up getting stuck all the way up my nose.
Oh,
I think you have CTE.
In my nasal cavity.
Wait, hold on. What is that?
You don't know what CTE is?
I honestly...
That's like what football players get when they get so many concussions. Yeah. And they like are like become like brain damaged. Anyways, and I had to go to the ER. And I was probably there for 7 hours. They tried everything to get this little rock out, and they were about to start prepping me for surgery.
Oh, God.
To get it out. And then my grandmother used to be a nurse, and she said, try this old tool that we used to use back in the day. I know you don't believe me, but it's super old, but it'll work. And they tried that, and it came right out. Because my parents were out of town, by the way. So my my grandma and grandpa were watching me. But yeah, I got a rock stick up my nose. It just felt so cool in the nostril.
That's so stupid.
Wait, Alex.
I was like 5 or 6 or something.
She's like, oh, that was like last year, Alex. Okay, I've matured a lot since then.